It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hanko.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Philip Nee.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep.
Are you in trouble?
Well, I don't know. It's spring cleaning.
I understand that.
This weekend.
But here's the issue. I was on my way into, on my travels into work this morning, I could have swore that you called your Miss June Raggedy Ann.
Well, that was the name of the group.
That's not what you said. You go, oh, that was Miss June Nee.
Because the title of the song is I've Got a Good Man. So I said,
yeah, but and then sung by Raggedy Ann.
Yeah, well, I said it was by June Nee, and then I mistake. Oh, yeah, that's right. It wasn't by her. So
You're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear any John Denver afterwards.
No,
so.
No, that's probably.
You got one in the bank somewhere, I'm sure.
Yep.
Anyway, how was your
spring cleaning tomorrow?
Oh,
yeah, it's kind of scary. Oh boy, yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do, Hank? So you got a game in last night?
I did.
I cannot figure out, and maybe some other places didn't have as much rain, but I can't figure out how anybody played last night.
Yeah, we went through like 18 balls.
I bet.
I'm glad kids play, but it was a horrible game.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst game I've had in probably 5 years.
Not good conditions at all.
That too.
The field was wet too, I'm sure.
That too.
Yeah.
It just, you know, no one was on it. It was cold. It was windy. Wet.
One of these days we're going to get over the hump this spring and it's going to be summer.
I thought we had it there.
I did too.
Yeah. Well, we had some pretty days though.
Pretty days.
But anyway.
But even though, you know, and then this weekend, all week I've been thinking, oh, it's going to be really nice Saturday and Sunday. Saturday doesn't sound that nice.
No,
now.
It does not.
Sounds kind of cruddy.
Yeah, and I have 4 games tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
4 chances to cheat the kids.
Right, and 2 chances tonight. So
all right. Well, gosh, you stay busy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So, you know, I've got a little dilemma because Tony Johnson from Center Cinema and Starlight 14, he asked me this week, so their plan is to name some sandwiches after local people at the Starlight. And they already have the big Starks, the Michael Starks
brand
for Coach Starks from the Richland Center football team.
He's not right in the head anyway.
Maybe that's why they're naming, you know, those sandwiches after people who aren't quite with it, you know.
But well, you know. I've come up with some names for you, or did you come up with
Well, not really, because he asked me, he said, what kind of sandwich or what burger?
Well,
and I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
I really don't.
Local legend, okay? What about the hometown hero?
That doesn't sound like,
and, you know,
like
and
me.
I've done some research, so your favorite kind of...
Hometown zero. That would be more like it.
So, you know, this is your sandwich. Okay?
All right.
A juicy beef patty topped with fried onions.
Ooh.
Sauteed mushrooms or fresh mushrooms?
Oh, sauteed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Ketchup and mayo.
Uh-huh.
Served with a side of nostalgia.
Yes. Now, that sounds like a pretty good burger.
Yeah, that would be. You know, you could.
I like all of those things.
The Rockin' Knee Burger.
The Rockin' Knee Burger.
The on-air stack.
That's good.
The fill in the zone burger.
Zoned out burger.
Yeah, the Friday Night Lights burger.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
The Need It burger.
Need it. You gotta have
burger,
it.
Yeah. The Legend on a Bun.
Oh, boy.
The Morning Mike burger.
Yeah. Right.
The Knee Sayer.
Oh, yes.
The Fill-In Station.
Oh, Hank.
The Morning Mouthful.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Big Mouth burger.
The Prime Time Feel. The Mic Dropper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those all sound pretty good.
Here's one. Here's a good one. The Voice of the Valley burger.
Oh.
That ain't bad.
Not bad? No.
The Knee Local.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The Burger Broadcast.
Man, you really worked hard on those last
The Community night. Classic burger.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
I told Tony, though, it's probably got to be a burger that gives people a lot of gas. So maybe you got to throw some chili on top, too.
Or just beans.
Yeah.
Let Phil's Burger remind you in the morning what you ate.
Oh, boy. I had a buddy that used to make what he called monster burgers, and it was like a hamburger, but then it had a fried egg and bacon on top of that.
Yes.
I'm like, man, don't go check your cholesterol after that one, baby.
Fried egg, bacon, and boy, it's a good burger. Speaking of burgers,
yeah.
I have a recipe today.
Oh, yes. It's what's cooking with Hank today.
Yeah. It's called Extreme Cheesy Ramen.
Extreme Cheesy Ramen.
Yeah,
okay.
A culinary cry for help. You know? Here's your ingredients, buddy. One pack of instant ramen, your flavor of regret.
I like ramen.
I do too.
Won't let me buy it.
Yeah.
It's too salty.
It's packed with sodium. But anyway, that doesn't matter at 3:30 in the morning.
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
A slice of American cheese. All right. The plastic's optional, so you can either take the plastic off or whatever.
Oh, if you're in a hurry, just leave the plastic. Because you can get that.
Yeah.
You know, you can pull it out of your mouth while you're eating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A tablespoon of butter. Don't measure it. Just feel it out in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Just throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
And a generous pinch of shame. Heaping help of shame.
Shame.
Yes. Because at 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, you're making this, you're in trouble. Here's the instructions. Boil water like you're pretending to have it together.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right.
Add ramen noodles. Stir occasionally while stirring into the void. Or staring into the void.
Oh.
You know, just...
Yeah. Mindlessly stirring.
Sleeping, stirring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Drain or don't. It's your life. It doesn't matter which one you do.
Uh-huh.
Stir in butter and slap on the cheese on top. Watch it melt like your self-esteem has.
Good one, Hank. Good one.
Yeah. Mix into a gooey mess of desperation and eat directly from the pot if you don't want to clean in the morning. Optional, you can cry softly while binge-watching reality TV.
Oh, there you go. You got it planned out really well.
I do. Yeah, I try to. Yeah. So, that, you know, it's nice...
That's not a bad recipe there. Well, Extreme Cheesy Ramen.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's the next entry in your cookbook. But what about the ramen cups that you get? You know,
you could do it with those,
so
too.
So you could microwave your cup.
Yeah.
And then you could open it up and then throw the cheese on it.
Throw the cheese on there.
Stir it
and
up.
Don't forget the helping pinch of shame.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you have that in your spice cabinet?
The shame?
Yeah.
I carry it around me all the time.
Pinch of shame.
I have it all the time.
Oh, boy.
So if you need some, I have some.
All right. Well,
and what about
my own share of that.
What about the word of the day? Everybody likes the word of the day on Friday.
That's right.
All right.
From Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Here is your word.
All right.
Hankering. Yeah, a strong desire to have or do something.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. I've got a hankering for some Hank.
Said nobody ever.
But you can use the word hankering like, boy, I've got a hankering for some apple pie.
Oh,
you know?
Sure. Hankering.
Yeah. Hankering.
Hankering.
Yeah, uh-huh. Not bad. Not bad, buddy. Uh-huh. What do you think?
I'm just trying to think of another application for that.
Like, you can't.
Well, yeah. If we're, you know, if you're gonna,
I've got a hankering for Hank to leave.
We're gonna put hankering in in the ball game. Hankering.
Oh, don't hankering.
Hankering at first base.
And don't put hankering in anywhere.
Oh well.
Anyway, any plans tonight?
Not necessarily. We'll have to see. I'll probably have to rest up if I'm going to be spring cleaning all weekend. So.
Well, you'll probably be spring cleaning tonight. The weekend officially starts at 2 o'clock for you today.
Yeah, probably somewhere in that area.
I'm just trying to help June out right now.
No, I'll be going to Riverdale today for their foundations. They're going to be doling out some money and some great things for the classrooms and things like that at Riverdale.
You think they have any...
Their award ceremony is today at 1.
Do you think they have any hankering to give any to Hank?
I doubt they're going to give any to you. So,
I need some education.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, my man, I hope everybody out there has a great day, a great weekend. Be kind.
All right. Yes, that's Hank.